Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving deep into risk assessment and why it's so important to tailor our approach to each specific industry. We're looking at an excerpt from a document all about industry-specific risk assessments.
Okay.
And it really digs into the unique challenges different sectors face when it comes to keeping things safe.
Right.
You know, just imagine being responsible for safety in a company.
Yeah.
Could be construction, maybe healthcare, even just a restaurant.
Sure.
Each one has its own unique dangers.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what we're exploring today. Why a one-size-fits-all risk assessment just won't cut it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That's a crucial point.
What's your take on all this? Why is this topic so important?
Well, the core concept here is that every industry has its own set of risks and challenges, you know?
Hmm.
It's almost like each sector has its own fingerprint when it comes to potential hazards.
Okay, I like that, a fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
So, paint me a picture here. What's an example of this in action?
Okay, so let's take construction. You know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they report that falls are the leading cause of death in that industry.
Wow.
So a truly effective risk assessment wouldn't just say, you know, make sure workers have harnesses.
Right, right.
It would need to go way deeper, analyze fall prevention in detail. Are they using the latest safety technology? Are their training programs up to par? You know, that kind of thing.
So it's really about going beyond just a basic checklist, huh?
Exactly, yeah. Now, compare that to a hospital. Suddenly you're dealing with biohazards,
yeah, right.
Infection control, patient safety. It's a totally different ballgame.
You're right. You can't use the same playbook for both.
It's
like comparing apples and oranges. But what happens when companies DO try to use that generic approach? What are the consequences?
Well, first off, you end up with a risk assessment that doesn't actually assess the real risks. You miss the nuances, the specific hazards that are most likely to cause problems in that particular environment. And this can lead to, well, inadequate control measures and even legal issues down the line.
That's a big deal. And I imagine it also impacts the employees themselves. The source material mentions something about employee engagement, too.
Absolutely. You give an employee a safety protocol that feels completely irrelevant to their day-to-day work. They're going to tune it out.
Yeah.
Maybe, you might think, this doesn't apply to me. And that leads to complacency and, unfortunately, accidents.
So it's not just about checking boxes. It's about creating a safety culture that actually resonates with people.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Employees are much more likely to buy into safety protocols when they see them as relevant to their specific work environment, you know, tailored to their needs.
Okay, so we've established that generic risk assessments are a no-go.
Mm-hmm.
What makes these industry-specific assessments so much better?
Well, a tailored approach allows for much more accurate risk identification. You can pinpoint the exact hazards that are most likely to occur in that industry and develop control measures that, you know, actually make sense.
Can you give me an example of what that looks like in practice?
Sure. I once worked with a manufacturing company that was struggling with a lot of hand injuries.
Oh, no.
They were using a generic risk assessment, and the control measures were just way too broad. So we helped them implement a tailored assessment that focused specifically on the types of machinery and tasks that were causing the injuries.
Okay, and what happened?
They saw a significant reduction in hand injuries. It was amazing.
Wow, that's great.
By identifying the root causes and implementing targeted control measures, you know, things like machine guarding and specific training programs for those high-risk tasks, they created a much safer work environment.
That's a really powerful example of how this approach can make a real difference.
Yeah, it really highlights the importance of focusing on the details that matter, you know, getting specific.
Absolutely. So as companies are thinking about risk assessment, what are some key things they should keep in mind?
Well, I'd say first and foremost, they need to really understand their industry.
Uh-huh.
What are the specific tasks, processes, materials involved? What are the potential hazards associated with each of those? It's about doing your homework before you even start thinking about solutions.
Makes sense. Laying the groundwork for an effective assessment.
Exactly. And then once you have that foundation, you can start involving employees in the process.
Oh, that's smart.
They're the ones who know the work environment best. They can provide incredibly valuable insights, you know.
So it's a collaborative effort, not just top down.
Right. And finally, I'd say you need to look beyond the obvious. Don't just focus on the hazards that are easy to spot.
Okay.
Sometimes the most significant risks are the ones that are less apparent, the ones that arise from complex interactions within the workplace.
So it's about thinking critically and anticipating potential problems before they happen. This has been so helpful. It's really clear now why this industry-specific approach is so critical.
I'm glad to hear that.
But I'm also realizing that there's so much more to unpack here. We haven't even touched on the human factor or the impact of new technologies. I think we need to take a deeper dive into those nuances. But first, we'll take a quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, one thing we haven't really touched on is what's often called the human factor.
Right.
It's so crucial in any risk assessment.
You mean how people's own behaviors and attitudes can impact safety?
Exactly. Like, we can have the most amazing safety protocols in the world.
Yeah.
But if employees aren't trained properly, or if there's this culture of cutting corners, those protocols mean nothing.
It's not just about the physical environment, then. It's about the people, too.
Exactly. A truly thorough risk assessment. It takes things like employee training, communication channels, even the whole safety culture of the organization into account.
It's about making an environment where everyone feels responsible for safety. How do we actually do that, though? Like, what are the steps to conducting an industry-specific risk assessment?
Well, first, you really need a deep understanding of the industry. Mm. What are the tasks, the processes, the materials involved? What are the potential hazards tied to each?
So, like doing your research before writing a paper.
Yeah, exactly. You need that solid foundation.
Okay.
And once you've got that clear picture, you can start identifying potential hazards.
Okay.
This could mean brainstorming, looking at industry best practices, and most importantly, talking to those frontline employees.
Because they're the ones actually experiencing those risks.
Exactly. Their input is so valuable. Then once you've found the hazards you need to assess the risks associated with each one,
okay,
what are the chances of it actually happening? And if it does happen, how bad could the consequences be?
So it's not just does the hazard exist, it's how likely and how bad could it get?
Exactly. That helps you prioritize which risks really need the most attention. And then you can start developing those control measures.
Okay.
These could be things like machine guarding or even administrative controls, like training programs.
So finding the right mix of solutions for each risk.
Right. And all of this needs to be documented. A good risk assessment. It's like a roadmap for safety, and it helps prove you're following the rules.
So it's not just doing the work, it's having a record of it.
Exactly. And finally, and this is so important, risk assessment isn't a one-time thing.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be ongoing. You need to regularly review and update your assessments to make sure they're still relevant and effective.
A continuous cycle of learning and improving. Always adapting.
Exactly. Right. Especially with how fast things change these days.
Speaking of changing, we talked about the impact of new technologies.
Mm.
What do companies need to be thinking about as tech keeps advancing?
Well, technology is a double-edged sword when it comes to safety.
Mm.
On one hand, it can bring new hazards.
Oh, right.
But it also gives us new tools to manage those hazards.
Can you give me an example?
Sure, like automation. The rise of robots in workplaces is great for efficiency.
Yeah.
But there are new risks, too. Now you have to worry about things like collisions between robots and humans or malfunctions.
So your risk assessment needs to consider these new hazards.
Exactly. But at the same time, you can UEC technology to improve safety.
Okay, how?
Well, now there are sensors that can tell when a worker is too close to a machine and just shut it down.
Wow.
Or wearables that can track worker fatigue and alert someone if there's a risk of a mistake.
It's like tech creates the problem, and the solution.
It really is a balancing act, and it means risk assessments need to be more dynamic than ever.
So how can companies stay ahead of the curve? What should they be doing?
First, they need to encourage constant learning. You know, be on top of industry trends, new technologies, always updating their knowledge.
Mean proactive, not just reactive.
Exactly. And they also need to be willing to invest in new safety tech. I know that can be tough, but it's worth it. It pays off with fewer accidents, lower insurance costs, and a more productive workforce in the long run.
It's about seeing safety as an asset.
Exactly. And finally, I think it's important to break down silos. Don't just keep safety knowledge stuck in the safety department. Share it with everyone. Make sure everyone understands the risks they face and how to deal with them.
Creating a culture of safety throughout the whole company. I love that.
It's the only way to truly make a difference.
This has been so helpful. I feel like we've really started to understand how technology is changing risk assessment.
And we haven't even talked about artificial intelligence. That's a whole other discussion.
Okay, now I'm really interested. We definitely need to explore that more. But for now, let's take another quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back to finish up our deep dive. And we're back. You know, through this whole deep dive, I keep thinking about how risk assessment connects to the bigger picture of workplace culture. It's not just about avoiding accidents. It's about making a place where people feel valued and safe.
That's a great point. When employees see their company actually trying to understand and address their risks, it builds trust.
Yeah.
It shows them they're cared for.
Like, you're not just saying we care, but showing it.
Exactly. And that can spread throughout the whole company.
Right.
When people feel safe, they're more engaged, productive, and committed.
It's a win-win for everyone. Now, before we finish up, let's circle back to AI and risk assessment.
Oh, yeah.
This feels like uncharted territory.
Yeah.
How is AI changing things?
Well, AI has huge potential, but we're still early on.
Okay.
One exciting area is data analysis. AI can look at massive amounts of data that would overwhelm humans.
So it's like an extra set of eyes, but better.
Exactly. For example, AI could analyze those near-miss events.
Mm.
Say someone almost trips on a cable in a factory. That might get reported and forgotten.
Yeah.
But AI, looking at all these near misses, could spot a pattern. Maybe there's one spot where these near trips keep happening.
And then it warns someone before an accident actually happens.
Exactly. AI can also personalize risk assessments.
Really?
Imagine a system considering a worker's experience, their health, even their tasks that day.
Wow.
It creates a custom risk profile.
So it's not just the industry. It's about each worker.
Exactly. And as AI gets smarter, we'll see even more uses for risk assessment.
It's exciting, but also a little scary, right? Tech is changing so fast. How do we keep up?
It can feel overwhelming, for sure. But I think focusing on the basics is key.
Okay.
Tech is just a tool. It's the people using it that matter. So we need those core skills, thinking critically, solving problems, adapting.
So not becoming AI experts, yeah, but safety experts.
That's it. Be willing to learn, to work together, and be open to new ideas.
I love that. So to wrap up our deep dive, what's the one thing you want listeners to take away?
A risk assessment isn't static. It's constantly learning and improving. Mm. And as work changes, we need to change too. Embrace new tech, but remember, human factors and that safety culture are key.
That's a great message. Mm. Thank you so much for your expertise today.
Happy to be here.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into industry-specific risk assessments. Remember, safety isn't one size fits all. Understand your industry's challenges, use technology wisely, and create a culture where everyone feels valued and protected. Until next time, stay safe and keep learning.